Good morning, Pat. Come, let us sit outside. It's so lovely. Don't you think? Yes. Oh? How did you sleep? Good. Was the bed okay? Would you rather something softer? No? Wonderful. Good, good. Shall we have breakfast out here? Yes, I think that would be lovely. I'll have them bring some coffee and tea, and maybe some croissants and bacon. What else would you like? Yes. Bring that too. Thank you. Now that the servants have walked a little further away, how are you feeling? Sore? Oh, you don't remember. I see. It must have been the bath. First, let me ask, what was the last thing you remember? I see. You remember the story? And getting out of the tub? Good. Good. Anything else? I see. Well, let me shed some light on what happened last night. Here, stay seated. Would you mind if I showed you what happened? No? Good. Good. Then it started with a kiss. And then I kissed your neck. And then I helped you out of the bath. I know you remember this part, but it helps to lead up to what happened. So, once you were dried off, and I tried to bid you good night, but You begged me to stay. Yes. Begged. You were quite adorable. So, I stayed. Since you were so scared, you kept saying something about the forest and how she scared you. She can't come near here. My house, my palace, it is protected. Although we are friends, so she would not harm a guest of mine. After you were done begging, you grabbed my hand and led me to the bed. And I will say, your courage was quite shocking. Yes. They must have put an aphrodisiac in the bath, because you could not stop touching me. And although I can't quite fault you, your bravery was quite foolish. You see, you really want to know what happened next? I'm tempted to make you beg, to see you beg again, like you did. Yes. I would ask you to get on your knees, but the rocks here can be quite sharp, and I would not want you to mar that beautiful body of yours. No, no. Though, to hear you beg again would give me great pleasure. Would you indulge me? Would you allow me to hear you beg again? Then please, beg. Beg me to tell you. Oh, yes. More. Yes. Oh, my sweet pet. I will tell you. Do you remember the dress I wore last night? Yes, the one that was all black, with a slit all the way up my thigh and practically to my waist. Yes. As soon as you got me into that bed, you started kissing me, and your hands, oh, your hands, they started grabbing. Yes, you were quite needy. Yes, I haven't had someone act the way you did with me in a very long time. You had a hunger that could not be sedated. Well, until you figured out what the aphrodisiac needed. Yes. Oh, yes. Would you like to play a little game and guess what you needed to sedate it? Go ahead. Guess. No. No, we didn't quite go to that. No. Now that you would be in deep trouble if we had gone that far. Oh, I see. You think that's the only way to sedate it? No, you see, the magic we have here, the magic that my servants have, it is well accustomed to my needs. They have known me for far too long not to know my specific desires. Oh, I had no doing in any of their plans. But now, knowing what they had done, I am quite proud. Yes. Oh, yes. You see, they care for me a great deal. They are not merely servants, but friends. You see, they were the ones who joined me all those years ago in defeating the wretched lich. Yes. And once they found out what I was, well, they devoted themselves to me and my happiness. Yes, but let's get back to the topic at hand. You did not guess what you needed. You grabbed and groped and teased. Oh, interrupting me. Please. Continue. Oh, I see you are still feeling fiery. Fine. I will give you more details. You started fondling my chest. You could not keep your hands or your mouth off of them. You You were playing with my nipples and making them oh so hard. You were rolling them between your fingers very enthusiastically. You put your mouth on them. Yes. You sucked and played and massaged them like they could give you life. And then you started slowly kissing your way down my body. Oh, you see, at this point, I knew what had happened, and I knew that there would be no stopping you until you got what you needed. So I obliged. You stopped to look at me, and your wonderful, wonderful fingers started playing with me. Where? Well, my pussy, of course. Yes. You rubbed my clit for so long, making me edge like the naughty pet you are. And well, once you slid your fingers inside me, oh, it was ecstasy for you. It was written all across your face. How wet I was. How slick I was. Just by what you had done. Yes.
Oh, yes. I was quite enjoying myself.
So, once you were playing with that for long enough, and I was telling you to finish me,
you refused.
Like a brat. You wanted more. So I obliged. You wanted that hot, greedy mouth to be on my sex. You wanted to have all of my taste. And you you loved it. You were almost begging for more. I know. Shocking. But you told me just how eager you were to please me. And I could tell, even before the bath, that you you wanted me. Isn't that right? Still a brat, I see. What you don't know is I can smell every pheromone coming off of you. You wanted me. As soon as I found you. Oh, I could smell your arousal. Oh, don't be shy now. It was commendable that you waited so long. But back to the topic at hand. You enthusiastically ate my pussy, and you used your fingers inside me, and surprisingly, once you were quite eager to get me off, you did everything it would take to get me to squirt. You even begged for it. Yes, you did. And I did. I did as I was coming on your fingers and your tongue. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It was heaven. And once you drank me down, you... Although you were so turned on, you immediately became tired. Oh, yes. Sleepy and quite cuddly. You asked me to hold you. Like you were the one that was exhausted. And the one that had just... came so hard. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. You want to do it again? I see. Aren't you just so adorable? You'll remember it this time. I promise. No trickery here. But maybe let's wait until tonight. Why? Well, you see, the servants are coming back with our order. And I wouldn't want to have too much fun in front of them. Unless you're an exhibitionist and just want others to watch. It's... I understand. So, let us have our breakfast. And then I shall show you around my beautiful garden. Oh. What all do I have? Well, you see... I have many herbs and spices and flowers, and at times I sell them to a girl in town. She has this wonderfully adorable little apothecary. Yes, she is quite cute. Good to know you know her. Now, shall we eat?